It's a sunny morning outside as you finish your breakfast. I watch you with a contented smile on my face. Once you've finished, I stand up and ask you, "Do you know what day it is today, dear?" "Why, it's your initiation day." "Yes, you've come of age, and now you'll be initiated into the village like every boy has been initiated for so many generations. I know you have many questions, as this is a secret rite you have heard about all your life but do not know. I'm afraid I can answer none of your questions, my dear. That would break with the ritual. No, you must experience it. And in experiencing it, you will finally know your place and your purpose in life." I then stand up next to you and put out my hand for you to take, and I say in an authoritative manner, "Come." You place your hand sheepishly in mine, and I just look down at you and say, "Good boy." We walk out into the village, to the large barn in the distance that you've never been allowed to go inside. You can see other mothers with their sons, all holding their hands and guiding them into the barn. Some of the boys seem to be curious or anxious and asking their mothers questions, yet none of the mothers answer them. They just silently lead them on to the barn. You look up at me and feel a little scared. You ask me what will happen. But I don't even look down at you or respond. I seem to have a very serious and determined look on my face, and my hand pulls you with insistence towards the barn. When we finally get inside the barn, you can see it is sectioned off with many stalls, like a barn that might hold cattle in it, but you don't see any cows or wildlife. You notice that each stall has a kind of wood table with a small hole in it, and the tables all have leather straps attached to them. I have a very steady gait as I bring you to a stall prepared for you. You once again see the strange wooden table with leather straps and a hole, and suddenly feel very scared. You tell me that you want to go home right now, and I look down at you with a stern expression and coldly say, "We cannot go back home until we do this." I immediately start unbuttoning your shirt and taking off your clothes, like I always do when I put you to bed. But, of course, there is no bed to be seen. You are completely naked, and with surprising strength, I just lift you and place you on your belly on the wooden table. You're a little shocked to feel my hands reach under your stomach and grab onto your penis. I make sure that your entire genitalia is now hanging through that hole in the table. With one hand strongly pressed against your back, you hear me sternly say, "Stay still, don't move." You then start to feel me place the leather straps around your body. Four straps for your arms and legs, and a big one that goes across the middle of your back. I tighten each of the straps enough that it doesn't pinch or hurt, but you can tell that you are fastened to this table and have no way of escape. I grab a bucket and place it beneath the hole in the table and sit myself down on the stool next to your side. One of the other mothers comes into the stall, and you immediately feel a sense of embarrassment being completely naked and tied down in full view of another mummy. She asks if this is your first time, and I tell her it is, as I reach down to put my hands in some strange, thick cream. You are suddenly shocked to feel my hands under the table start to massage your balls with this cream. I massage it slowly, front and back, around and around your ball sack, and the cream has a strange tingling feeling to it. The other mummy says, "Oh, does he know what that is?" And I respond, "No, he doesn't need to. How is your milking?" The other mummy starts to talk about strange things like milking and harvesting and different techniques that she likes to do with her hands. You can feel the cream over your balls start to tingle even more, and it makes your balls suddenly feel very hot. You can't see them, of course, but you can suddenly start to feel your balls get bigger and bigger, the skin of your sack stretching as your balls expand in size. Every once in a while, you can feel my hands go back to your balls and cradle them. I seem to be weighing them for their yield. And then I go right back to talking to this other mummy, ignoring you as if you weren't even there. Eventually, the other mummy leaves, and there is an uncomfortable silence as I'm just sitting there, not speaking to you. Your balls have grown and grown as the cream has seeped into them, and you can't help but shiver with fear as your balls have gotten very uncomfortably stretched. It feels as though they are full of something that needs to come out, something that desperately needs to be taken out of them. Once again, my hands cradle your balls, run over them, weighing them, feeling them, to see if they've gotten as engorged as I want them to be. Suddenly breaking the silence, I speak to you. As it has been done for generations, as it will always be done, the male has been made ripe for milking. His cream gives us sustenance and strength. His cream gives us a seed to create more of him. Your role is now attained. You are no longer my son. You are livestock to be milked by me or any mummy of the village. Now, prepare yourself to be milked, little one." This speech has filled you with dread. You've never heard me talk to you in such an apathetic way. My voice has always been so sweet and warm to you, not cold and uncaring like I just sounded. You are about to plead with me to ask me so many frightened questions, but you instead gasp as you feel my long, thin hands encircle your penis. You feel my hands start to slowly, ever so slowly, squeeze down the length of your penis until I get to the head, where I squeeze it strongly and then pull off. Once again, my hands encircle the base of your penis and then slowly squeeze and tug and pull off from the head, over and over and over again. Squeeze and pull. Squeeze and pull. Like someone milking a cow would do. Your penis lengthens in my hand and gets harder and harder. And thus my strokes become longer down the length of your shaft. "Good boy," you hear me say. You start to say that you're scared and start to ramble questions at me, and I just say, "Shh, good boy, good boy," while my left hand continues its methodical milking of your penis. You feel my right hand go back to your engorged balls. They hurt you so much, how big and engorged they've gotten. Just me touching them makes you let out a little yelp from how sensitive they are. You say it hurts, they feel so big, and I only respond with, "Good boy, good boy." I can see that you're really scared, and your whole body has this quiver to it. your breath is becoming shallow and quick. But it doesn't mean anything to me. My whole concentration is on that penis and that ball sack so I can get as much milk out of it as I can. I start to tug a little bit harder and a little bit harder. The hand that was very gentle on your balls is now wrapping around them and starting to squeeze them, as I will eventually be forcing the milk to purge from them. You let out a real scream at this and start to shake your body in vain against the leather straps. I just say, shh, be a good boy. Be a good boy. As I continue my merciless pumping over your penis. You plead with me that this is scary and you want me to stop. And I just ignore you. My response to your pleas is to go a little bit faster. I'm looking down at my hands, not at your face. My expression never changes. Just a look of serious concentration. The only thing that I do from time to time is open my mouth to lick my thick lips. You don't know why that suddenly makes your penis jump in my hands, seeing my large tongue slickly glide over my full lips. You guess that strangely, I feel thirsty, and there is something inside of your balls that I will eventually drink from. It all seems so bizarre and strange to you. This was nothing like what you thought the initiation might be. And while my hand just pumps up and down your shaft, up and down your trapped penis, you start to notice sounds all around you. Sounds of the other boys questioning and pleading with their mummies, like you have been doing, and their mummies being dead silent. Only occasionally will you hear a whimper or a scream. And then a mummy impassively saying, good boy, good boy. You can hear the slick stroking sounds all around you from the other boys being milked. And you notice how fast and relentless some of the stroking is becoming. Every once in a while you hear this series of high-pitched crying and screaming. And then that boy goes completely silent. After that, you hear the stool shifting, the bucket being taken away, and the straps being removed from a boy who is unconscious from the ordeal. This only makes you all the more afraid. You start to realise that many of the whimpers and yelps you are hearing are your own, because my hand just continues to move up and down and up and down your little penis. My other hand is squeezing and massaging that tender and inflamed ball sack. You hear me gasp for a moment, and I stop my stroking to place one of my fingers at the head of your penis. Something has seeped out of it, and I bring my finger to my mouth and suck on the tip of it. You see my full, thick lips constrict so tightly around my finger as I suck from it, and my eyes close as if I love the taste of what I'm sucking. So good. I look straight in your face and say, good boy, and my hand goes back to methodically pumping up and down your penis. More and more screams have taken place in the barn, followed by more silences. You can make out the sounds of the stall directly next to us. You can hear the steady rhythm of the other mummy's hand over her boy. And then you can hear her say something to the boy in a low voice that is soothing as well as commanding. She says to him, shoot, 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 over and over. And that's when suddenly the boy starts to scream and cry out, as if he were weeping from some incredible physical ordeal. You can hear loud splashing sounds as whatever is in the boy's balls are being shut desperately into the bucket below him. All the while his mummy's hands continue their incessant pumping over his penis while she continues to intone, "Shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot." Once again, the screaming sounds of the boy and the gushing sounds hitting the bucket suddenly stop. And you hear the other mummy just collect the bucket and get up from her stool. My voice startles you from the silence as I say, "Now it is time for you to be a good boy. You will be a good boy. Yes, you will." My hands seem to grip you so much tighter and stronger than they have before. My hand around your ball seems to squeeze you at the base while simultaneously pushing your whole sack inwards towards your body with my palm. My hand on your penis feels like some steel vice wrapped tightly around your whole shaft as it milks up and down with a merciless tempo. And I bring my full thick lips to your left ear and you hear me intone, slowly and sternly, "Shoot, shoot, 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 shoot." And you shoot. Oh yes, little one, you shoot so hard. That beautiful milk of yours is just shooting and splashing right against the bucket beneath you. Oh, you're screaming so hard as I pump every rope of hot white cum out of you. Your body is spasming and shaking so hard against your straps, but there is nothing you can do. All you can do is what I command you to do. And I have commanded you to shoot out all of that beautiful white milk for me. And it keeps on coming, baby. Yes, that cream I put on your balls made so much semen for me. That's why it keeps coming and coming out of you. That's why you keep on screaming and shooting and shaking and spurting. What a poor little baby with all your screams. But what a good boy you are. Yes, you are. Such a good boy. My good little boy. That's it. Let it all out. Every last drop, little one. Oh, now you're passing out from the ordeal. Now you have experienced what your life will be like from now on. Just my little milking boy. Sweet dreams, little one.